You're listening to a very special Cross Currents. I'm Ben Trefney. If you're wondering when the latest reality show is premiering on Al Jazeera, you might Google it to find out. Since its launch in 1998, Google has evolved from simple searches to near-total internet domination. It owns the video sharing site YouTube. It launched its own Siri-like voice recognition app, OK Google. And though the company has put development of its controversial Google Glass on hold, sources say that's because it's working on a more advanced product, Google Brain. I sat down with Alexis Channing Sorkel, the first recipient of the still-in-beta product, to pick, or search, her brain.
Thanks for joining us, Alexis. I hope you found us okay.
Oh, yeah, no problem. I took one of three suggested routes, which only took me 23 minutes in current traffic.
Oh, great. So tell me, we already live in a world where we can have the internet at our fingertips, with smartphones, with tablets. Why did you think it was necessary to take this leap, to put the internet directly into your head?
I mean, what's the difference between carrying a computer in your hand or in your head? At least when it's in your head, you can still look up and take in the world around you.
So does that mean you think having a computer brain actually makes you more human than people who are glued to smartphones?
Yeah, you could say that. I mean, over 1 billion people now have smartphones, according to a CBS News report on October 17th, 2012.
Did you just Google that?
Yeah.
So can you pretty much Google anything just by thinking about it?
Yeah, but it's called G-thinking. The patented term for Google Thoughts is G-thoughts.
Okay, so can you G-think something for me right now?
Sure.
All right. How long is the...
How long should you microwave a burrito? How long is the Brooklyn Bridge? How long should you keep a monkey locked up?
Wait, I'm sorry, what?
Sorry, predictive search can get a little out of control. They're working on that bug.
That's Alexis Channing Sorkel. She's the first recipient of the new Google Brain, which is still in beta testing, but she's here to tell us her experience. So, Alexis, are you tweeting much now?
Constantly.
Is it interesting?
Nope.
Facebooking?
Like you wouldn't believe. I'm videotaping this interview right now and live logging it at channingsorkel.com. It's basically let me take social media to a whole new level, Ben. My friends and followers get to experience every single aspect of my life in excruciating detail. Sometimes I go out to dinner just to take pictures of the food. I'm actually on the all Instagram diet right now, and I look fabulous.
Indeed. What are some of the challenges having a Google Brain poses for you, Miss Channing Sorkel?
I'm sorry. I'm having a little bit of a slow connection here. What's your wireless password again?
Don't worry about it. We're almost finished. Maybe you could just answer this with your actual brain. What are some of the challenges that you're facing with the Google Brain?
I have to be really careful about where my mind wanders. Otherwise, it can lead to some unintended searches.
I see. So you're screening your thoughts all the time?
Yeah. Well, oh, no. I'm so sorry. I can't help it. I can't even have my own thoughts anymore. There's ads everywhere. I'm not feeling lucky. Don't be evil.
That's Alexis Channing Sorkel. She's the first recipient of the Google Brain, which is still in beta testing. But we're glad that she joined us.